A handful of Western senators are warning of dire effects on salmon fisheries in their states if the EPA allows the Pebble mine to proceed. APRN's Peter Granitz reports that the Pebble Partnership is now arguing that commercial fishing does not significantly benefit Alaska.
Pebble Partnership CEO John Shively is in Washington, D.C. this week lobbying Congress, which has no authority over whether the mine proceeds. The EPA could veto the mine outright if it deems the project too damaging to the region's watersheds. Shively says he understands the concerns of the senators, but their fears would be allayed by the environmental review process. He says the commercial salmon industry in Alaska is losing its importance.
You know, you have to understand the reason that five senators from the West Coast can write a letter about the salmon industry is because so many salmon fishermen don't live in Alaska. They take our resource and they go someplace else to spend their money.
The five senators represent California, Oregon, and Washington State. They're all Democrats, and the only person missing from those delegations is Oregon's Ron Wyden. He chairs the Senate Energy Committee. They fired off a letter to the EPA referencing a study from the University of Alaska Institute of Economic and Social Research showing Bristol Bay salmon contributes hundreds of millions of dollars to their states. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley says he has not yet heard from the EPA. The letter went out Monday.
Oregon has a very large salmon fishery. And so, of course, the salmon went through in the ocean. They travel all over. Keeping our salmon runs in Oregon healthy benefit other fishermen in other states.
But Shively says the benefits are not necessarily in the state. He says that many people in rural southwest Alaska cannot afford the costs associated with commercial fishing.
The commercial fishing industry might be an answer for California, Washington, and Oregon, but it's not right now an answer for people that live out in southwest Alaska, which is why people, I think more and more people, are willing to look at whether or not Pebble could solve some of those economic problems.
Not according to commercial fisherman Lindsay Bloom. She's a longtime critic of the proposed mine and has run her fishing boat in Bristol Bay for 15 years.
I have only increased my profitability since I got in.
She says high prices make up for low catch years, and by and large, the price of salmon has steadily risen, and she expects the same this season. Bloom is the incoming chair of the Environment Committee for the United Fishermen of Alaska. She says commercial fishing accounts for 14,000 jobs in Bristol Bay.
The seafood industry in Alaska is the number one private sector employer.
The Pebble Partnership has yet to submit an application. Shively says that could happen this year, but he concedes he has said that for years. The permitting process would take several more. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.